The faith, Sadda and Virya, is very important. Faith in the Buddha is teaching through knowing who he is. So that one will give you the faith to drive you to cultivate. Understand? And you see the importance of this teaching. Because you come without this teaching, like we go through, the phenomenal world of consciousness will delude you, will lure you, and create havoc for you. Because the level of sensuality for our present civilization is so high, and very few people, actually, unless you have the karmic path, or what we call the parami, you won't go into Dhamma, understand? Because the whole of the society has become so different. With all the advances in science, technology, AI, you got so much thing, and the level of sensuality. Wow, the multimedia. You agree or not?
Yeah.
The music. Oh, then you see the video, YouTube video, what type of video. Then even all the 武侠小说, so much of it, and it's so like luring. And you don't know how to make use of it. Like a lot of people don't understand. They blame technology and as well. So some of the monks, they also blame technology. They say this IT era, all this internet thing, AI thing, cause a lot of people to be out of job. Then some they say, why internet very bad. All the young one are exposed to pornography and all those things. So what is your understanding? Yeah, it can give you all the sensuality and sometimes scam and all those things. Then you read about everything. Yeah? So there is no secret really in the sound. So last time, below certain age, a lot of things you cannot see on the sound. They don't allow you to see. Then they don't allow you to even have access. So now, with all this, there is nothing to stop the kid from Googling. Then out of curiosity, what they do. Especially in the IT field. Very young, they go and make friends without knowing who that guy is. Sometimes it could be an adult you talk to, you also don't know. Then they can come out with a lot of what they call deceitfulness and all those things. Trap all those children. So if you look at it from there, of course you like normal mundane people, they complain. But there are a lot. They say it is very interesting, especially the young generation as well. Wow, now everything I can find in the internet. Then what I need is, if I want to purchase anything, the father's credit card slot. They're not e-wallet. But you like it or not? What is your understanding first? Yeah? Do you look at it the same way? Huh? Nobody want to try. One thing you have to understand, the internet, the AI technology is going to stay. You like it or not? Understand? So like I always say, all this technology, you cannot blame them, understand? It depends on what?
The user,
understand? So technology is like your money. You got money, if the user is deluded, money becomes evil. If the user have Dhamma, wholesomeness, then money becomes wonderful, beautiful, can be a blessing to a lot of people. So likewise, your thought also. The thought I already gone through. Yeah? Our thought is neither good or bad. Understand? It depends on the user. If the user is deluded without the Dhamma, then all the thought, practically all the thought, become what? Unwholesome thought. Delusion behind. Even the wholesome one also tinted merit. Understand? Your sakaya ditti. You may donate, you may do good, that good is according to you, still got sakyaity. Understand? So the user of money, the user of thought is very important. So when you know the user is very important, then we know the Dhamma. When you arrive wrong thought, what happens? It will condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, the whole list that Sui write up there. Is that what you want? Then better take care of karma, train your mind, be heedful on yourself. Don't let that happen. So when you have this understanding already, then you can make an analogy out of it. If that tool, which is my thought, is a knife, what happened? I supposed to use it appropriately to cut fruit, to shape vegetable, and to help me do things. But instead you use that knife to cut yourself, harm yourself, hurt yourself, and hit our others, and create all the misery and nonsense. Nowadays, they got the what they call military complex producing all the war arsenal. Everything is like that. So if the user has selfishness, don't have love, compassion, kindness, and understanding, then all this can be very, very destructive, detrimental. So when you see the analogy of that knife, then you know that is the wrong way to use thought. How can I use thought to harm myself and harm others? So likewise, money is the same. Understand? Then likewise, technology is the same. That's why if the user don't have all this understanding, then not only technology, your money, your thought will destroy you. Understand? That's why when you have all this understanding, like in 1971, when I read the Four Noble Truths for the first time, I said, no need to search anymore, no turning back. I went all out and counted it. Then also because you may say my past is very good, then I developed all this understanding. So after I developed all this understanding, I got my vow. I need to do my duty. Understand? Then I like this duty, because I like to share Dhamma, I like to teach Dhamma, that I know is very beneficial. That's why after I retire, if apart from investment, which is very good, I spend some time there, but nowadays I spend very little time on investment, not much. Dhamma almost full time, all the Kayamitano, the classes and all those things. So it's like, this is my passion, this is what I actually like to do. So when I retire to do the thing I like to do, that's why I mainly develop the understanding to share and fulfill my vow. That's why, because of causes and conditions, many people benefited. Then now with this understanding, hopefully with the sasana, you all also can evolve, understand? After you all evolve, what happened? Because you also can be a blessing to all. Later on, you will be like me or better than me. You can also share, you can also teach. So all this will multiply. And the multiplier effect, you can never underestimate. So whatever we do, we know, like the Buddha said, we are born of karma, heir to our karma, conditions support the life of karma. We are what we are with our karma. So when you have such condition, you know it's not by chance, not accident. You should have gratitude. Thank your good karmic nature and so on. Thank your lucky star that all this will evolve and the causes and conditions are there. So if future you want to continue this and develop all this affinity, what must you do? What must you do? Make sure you understand this, make the vow, aditanana sana, then silang all your wholesomeness and merit. Then you come, all this understanding is there. You don't have to worry about sasana, no sasana, all those things. When you have this understanding, you hope, understand? You don't even have to worry whether this life you enlightened or not. That is not important. Once you have this understanding, Even if you have to come, you are beautiful at the same time. So have this understanding. See the important. Then three things. What is it?
Faith.
Sincerity. Then go all out. Understand? Persevere. Diligent. Understand? Then everywhere is all the jet, all the spiritual wealth. Understand? And everything is Dhamma. Understand? Then life becomes wonderful. So you look at this one. Phase one, your spiritual faculty, you only need two. Sadha and Virya. When you got faith, you got Virya, you will go and study the teaching, isn't it? So Parihati is phase one Dhamma, which means Dhamma cultivation, phase one, which is Parihati, is the learning of the teaching, understand now? Develop a very stable understanding of this Dhamma. But this phase is very important. Unless you understand, they see the importance, you will not strive, understand now? Sadha Virya will not be there. But because of your affinity Parami, that's why you do it. And how to develop the understanding of Parihati? Listen, constantly listen to the true Dhamma. So that is step two of Avijja Sutta. Understand? Step one is having Kayamitapa. Sorry. Kayamitapa friend, not Kayamitapa. You have Kayamitapa, no use. You must have Kayamitapa. Sheep, not Dhamma friends. Then after that, what you do? After you hear, normally, unless your past is very strong, very special, immediately Sutamaya Panya, you can awaken, first turning with. But you can't. Don't worry, Anasana. You only need to go to the second turning. Second turning is what? Reflect, contemplate, inquire. Why did the Buddha say this? How can I understand this? Understand? Then the second turning wisdom come out. As you contemplate, reflect to your experience in life, your collection, then all the understanding stabilize. Understand? Like birth is suffering. It's no longer parroting. Understand? Like most people. And the worst is they go and interpret the Buddha teaching. Life is suffering. Where got suffering? Understand? The Buddha manages the reality of life and existence, prevalent of suffering. When you don't understand it, you suffer. So not life is suffering. Then you go into detail to stabilize your understanding. Not only what you have heard, then commit to memory, you have to go into it. Why did the Buddha say this under the second turning? That this noble truth of dukkha is to be understood. Can follow? Then how can I understand it? And this is a big topic now. But all the eight reality, you have to one by one go through, contemplate. Then the meaning stand out on earth. No wonder the Buddha said birth is suffering. Not a happy occasion. Yet things can go wrong. Understand now? This existential world is a world of duality. Understand now? And most people, when you plan, how you plan? You plan for the all the good one, understand? You never take into consideration contingency factor, things that is you don't like to think of one. Especially Chinese tradition. You talk about birth, old age, sickness, and death. I didn't die yet. I still so young. You tell me about this for what? See, that is delusion. That is without it. But when you have the power, you will reply. Then the understanding surfaced. After that, what happened? You stabilize your understanding after hearing, then you reflect, contemplate, and you inquire, then you assimilate. The word is assimilate into what? Into your nature, your understanding. You don't commit to memory again. But this is an understanding, not knowledge anymore. Then you contemplate it. Love is suffering. So after you contemplate and reflect, you assimilate, that you have contentment, gratitude, all this virtue, it helps you build up your parami, understand? Well, this is right livelihood. When you have virtue, contentment, gratitude, willing to sacrifice for your children, then you willing to do your duty so well. All this is what? Dhamma understanding, understand? the karma will be good. In future, he take a parent who will care for them, support them, sacrifice for them. He will have the good life. Understand or not? Then after that, the next one. Let me read.
Okay. The next one, number 3 is sati, 4 samadhi, and 5 panya. So this one is at the second column is patipatti developed through 1 bhavana maya panya, the third turning wisdom born of bhavana cultivation or the meditative training. 2 The moment the mind is silent without thought, you are already in sati. 3 Use the silent mind to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path, that is the meditation as taught by the Buddha, to become heedful. 4 A truly silent mind sees the real Dharma by seeing things as they are.
So the fourth one is what? A truly silent mind. What is that? Awareness within. So train. Once you are aware, the Buddha say, you can develop heedfulness, then you are home. The heedful never die. That's why if you truly silent your mind, the truth, a truly silent mind sees the real Dhamma, understand not? We are what? Seeing things as they are. What is? So this is the understanding. Then what is this patipatti? Huh? Phase 2 of Dhamma, understand not? What is phase 2 of Dhamma? After you learn the teaching,
apply.
You put it into practice, understand or not? Apply it. Put it into practice. This is what patipatti is. Cultivate, we are putting the Dhamma learned into practice in daily life so that it can become a
reality.
Huh? You see the importance of this? Huh? You want this? Huh?
Yeah.
Ah, yo. The three phases of Dhamma at least hit number 2 lah. Then after that, you enjoy the third phase of Dhamma. What is it? Phase 3 of Dhamma on the last column. You realize Pativeda. Pativeda is reaping the fruit of your cultivation or hard work. Means, second phase, you do it well, you become enlightened, then you live the life of an enlightened being. Understand now? So clear, really stabilized for you some more. Then how to do? Patipatti, bhavana maya panya, means the turning wisdom, born of meditative training. So develop the mind that is aware, then cultivate. Understand not? Then when you have that, the direct seeing will awaken you. Then the moment the mind is silent without thought, you are already in sati. So don't try to be in sati. Don't go and practice sati. Don't be deluded. Then use the silent mind to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path, leading to heedfulness. That is meditation as taught by the Buddha to become heedful. So simple, understand now, 4 steps. Then the last one is what? When you develop the spiritual faculty until it becomes balas. What is balas? Power, unshakable. Then what happened? Brother Teo advice. It is not difficult to cultivate patipatti if you are really, really determined and
sincere.
Then just cultivate the sadha, virya and sati, leading to what?
Samadhi.
The samadhi. So that your sati stabilizes and it will accumulate into samadhi, which is the unshakable mind. That's why you will have the collectedness of mind and the unwavering mind. Then at the moment of sense experience, it doesn't waver anymore. So what is sadha? Faith, isn't it? So when you have this, what they call sincerity, you determine, means you willing to silent and go for anasana. Means the diligent together with the other one is what? What is the other word again? Diligent and what?
Perseverance.
Perseverance. So no matter what happens, forget about what people say, what people do. You persevere. Then with the faith, you persevere, and you have sincerity. You are home, isn't it? That's why I say, once you do that, the spiritual faculty will come. Then, when you really stabilize it, yeah, then they become unshakable. Then the mental faculty will become spiritual power or balance. Then wisdom will keep on arising, understand or not? And then you will? You will what?
Awaken.
Ah, you don't want? Ayo. One means develop these three things, understand or not? Okay, the last one is the best. This is the most beautiful phase of one's life when one can truly live life to the fullest. Leading a noble life, living the life of an awakened one. So when you come to the phenomenal world of consciousness, you have all this understanding, you need not suffer. So why worry? Then life becomes meaningful, wonderful, understand or not? Then you like to come, understand or not? People don't ask you to come, also you come. Understand or not? That the bodhisattva, he don't want to become Samasa Buddha, he keep on coming, understand? Because wonderful, understand now? And you don't want to choose to come. You prefer forced to come, have to come. Understand?